Simon & Schuster Audio presents Being Seen, One Deafblind Woman's Fight to End Ableism by Elsa Hunison, read by the author.
To everyone who said you can't, you shouldn't, please don't. I can. I should. I did. Thank you for teaching me to be stubborn. And for deafblind women everywhere, living in liminal space. Author's note. With the exception of historical and public figures, all names have been changed. Personal conversations and events in this book have been constructed from memory to the best of my ability. Content warning. This book contains explicit depictions of ableism, school bullying, sexual assault, and abuse, and references to caregiver murder, police brutality, emotional abuse, physical abuse. For detailed content warnings for each chapter, please visit my website. Chapter 1. The Building Blocks of Blindness. Hi, I'm Elsa. Everyone has always assumed that I will die young. At this point in my mid-30s, I'm no longer convinced they're right. I spent a long time imagining how I was going to die. It was always an accident. The people who love me probably think about it more than I do. I see it in their faces. I understand. They're not wishing for my death. In fact, they're dreading it. But as anybody who cares about me knows, I'm going to continue running off and living my life exactly the way I want to. And I won't let something as benign as the body I was born in stop me. I get portents of my death every once in a while. Maybe this time I won't notice when a car turns on a red. Maybe I won't hear someone shouting to watch where I'm going. I've taken harrowing falls, narrowly escaped speeding cars, gone swimming where I shouldn't. I've attempted to live my life like a non-disabled person, sometimes to a dangerous degree. There are things that stop me, of course, but I don't wake up in the morning wondering what's going to kill me because of my sight or hearing that day. I've moved fully into the realm of the living. That's because I've learned how to survive in a body that wasn't intended for the world I live in. I'm certain of almost every step I take, certain that my adaptive aids will carry me through. Until 2020, when I stopped being able to control my environment in the ways that keep me alive. When all my adaptive aids failed in the span of 4 weeks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?